Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in North County Dublin, pop in to the White Sands Hotel just along the coast road here in Portmarnock. At the front of the hotel overlooks the bay. You can see out to Howth. You can see out to Ireland's Eye. You can see the whole of North Dublin Bay, and it is well worth a visit. The Oasis Bar just below our studio here has a great menu, a great atmosphere, and they do carvery on a Sunday, and they've live music at the weekends as well. So pop into the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock and tell them that Adrian and Jeremy sent you. And then they'll probably run you out of the place. I'm only joking. All right, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Can you please talk about this? It's my daughter's 10th birthday on Saturday, and she wanted a pajama party with 8 of her friends staying over. I called all her friends' parents myself, and they all said no, bar one. The excuses I got were that they don't approve of them and they don't allow them. WTF! My daughter is so upset. Parents these days are so OTT, all paranoid Karens. Will you talk about this on your podcast? And that's from a lady who didn't give her name. Did you get her name, actually, when you were speaking to her?
Louise.
Oh, Louise. Sorry,
well, Lou.
Louise.
She's
Lou.
A regular listener. You know her as Lou. Yep.
Okay, so Lou. Lou's annoyed and upset on her child's behalf because none of the parents were left. None of the parents, bar one, 8 kids. But she also told you that she knows all these parents personally. 2 of them are even good friends.
She's known them for like the last 6 years since all their kids started school, and they have actually been out for dinners and stuff like that. So they're not complete strangers. And one person, you know my feelings on this. I hate Karens. I hate over-the-top parenting. I hate paranoid parents who think everybody wants to abuse your children. Everybody doesn't want to abuse your kids, okay? Calm down, Karen. But one person commented on her Facebook page, which I found bizarre, and they said, oh, let them still go to the party, but make sure they're home by 11. Because if they're going to be abused, it will only happen after 11 o'clock. Is that? No, that's not even funny.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that is ridiculous. Make sure
that's
home.
How funny it is. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, pick them up at 11 and they'll be safe. So a child can only be abused after 11. Here's the thing. The chances of your child being, God forbid, sexually abused at a sleepover, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There's more of a chance of your child dying on a plane crash. So don't bring them on a plane to go on holidays this year. There's greater odds.
Okay, but there are odds. There are odds that your children, when they're not under your roof, you don't know what's happening with them.
Again, there's odds of everything. There's odds of everything. If you bring your child to school in the car, there's a chance that a car is going to crash into you and kill you all.
But
you
still, that's a chance, yeah.
But you still do these things. You do these things every day. You have to take calculated risks. Now, if the sleepover that you're sending your kid to is in a shed in the middle of the countryside that's owned by a paedophile, obviously you don't bring your child to there. But to a hell, I would be so insulted. Now, this hasn't come up for us yet because the kids aren't at that age yet. I would be so insulted if parents told me, I don't want to send my kids to your house. We'd be so insulted.
Especially if you know them. And yeah. This is the thing, that she knows all of these parents personally.
Yeah.
And 2 of the couples she described as great friends.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They still won't.
Absolute wagons. Wagons. And here's the thing. As we speak, my young fella is actually on a play date. Which he's over in one of his mate's houses, and he'll be there for the next 4 hours, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because their kid was with us last week, so we do one on, one off. So he is there at the moment. He is in a house with people who I know relatively well. Now, is he in less of a danger because the sun is up at the moment, because it's bright?
Well, are the questions.
What is the difference between your child? If you want to lock your child up in the bedroom and handcuff them to the radiator so that they never, ever go outside, then that's fine. Do that. But if you want to live a normal life like I do, you have to let your kids out. The chances of your kids... we all did it. I used to love sleepovers when I was a kid.
I used to myself,
oh,
I have to
my
say.
God, it was amazing. Every weekend I'd go to a different friend's house and we'd sleep over, and it was the greatest of crack. And you know what? I was never abused. The chances of your child, as I said, and this isn't being dramatic, there's more chance of your child dying in a plane crash when you bring them away on holidays this year than it is of them being abused as a sleepover. So never bring them on a plane because of that 0.0001% chance that they will be in a plane crash or abused.
Okay, so what do you say to this? Knowing the parents or not, nobody knows what happens behind closed doors in other people's houses.
Well, then don't let your grandparents mind the kids. Don't let anybody mind the kids. Stop working and you stop sending them to school as well. The teacher's probably a paedophile. Jesus Christ.
Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note to kick us off. This is Jason.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. Yeah, I have to agree with... God, this kills me. Jeremy. parents have gone too overprotective. The helicopter parents now. You want to fix all the ilks of the child's world. You don't want the children being upset. Or, you know, I mean, that's why everybody gets a participation medal now in sports day and that, because no child can be upset. But this is all down to the internet. And them all living the life on the internet and listening to all the stories. But as Jeremy says, your child has more of a chance of being run over than being abused at a sleepover. My daughter, she's 14 now. Jeez, for the last 4 or 5 years, she's been having sleepovers with her mate. And she loves it. I wouldn't take it away from her. I think it's part of a child growing up. They're away from their parents. They're in a different house and they're treated different and they're treated at home by you. And I think it's part of them growing up and figuring out who they are. And now I guess they're used to staying away from their parents for a night, because a lot of children, they're never away from their parents. And then when they have to go to the big bad world, guess what? They can't cope.
All right, Jason, thanks very much indeed for your message. Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
Hi, Adrian. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Catherine. Well, do you think this is parents who are being paranoid Karens?
Paranoid to a point. I think 10 is a little young. I wouldn't be worried about my daughter. My daughter is 14.
What's the difference between 10 and 14, can I ask?
I just think 10 is too, it's too young. I wouldn't be worried about them being abused or anything like that. I would just be worried that, you know, you might know the parents, you might, you know, be friendly with them at the school gate, but you don't know what's going on in their home. I would be worried about them being exposed to a situation that my child wouldn't be used to, or there might be...
Like what are you talking about?
No, like maybe the parents would say on a Friday night or a Saturday night, they invite this to have the sleepover for their little children, mm-hmm. with their little pals. And, you know, what, they have a few drinks. I mean, you know, maybe they're smoking in the house, maybe they're drinking in the house, or doing odd stuff in the house. I don't know.
Like to think while they have a load of kids in the house for a sleepover for their daughter's birthday that they'd probably be on their best behaviour, would you not? Regardless of
You would hope so, but you just don't know.
Okay, but let me ask you then, do you or have you ever allowed your kids to go on a sleepover?
Yes.
You have?
Once my daughter turned 14.
Oh.
So but it would only be...
So it's only when she reaches 14?
No, when she was old enough, when she had her own phone and she could phone home if there was a problem.
Okay, sorry, Catherine. Up until the point that she was 13, she never had a sleepover with friends. Is that correct?
Correct.
But did she, from the age of 0 up to 13, did she stay over with aunties, uncles, grandparents?
No. Grandparents, yes, of course.
Well, what do you mean? Well, why not uncles or aunties?
Well, she doesn't have any, to be quite honest.
Okay. No, but grandparents, why grandparents then and not anybody else?
I'm kind of an overprotective mother, suppose, maybe. And it would never be when there was a gang of kids. You know, it would be she's had sleepovers, she's had maybe a friend here to stay over, she's gone to a friend's house, but never when there's a gang.
Never when there's a gang, where you could argue that that's probably when they're at their safest, if there's loads of other kids. No?
I wouldn't think so, because you'd always get one little devil.
Okay, let me read a message that's just come in to us from a lady called Liz. I want to get your reaction to this. And she says, lads, the only parents not allowing their kids to go to sleepovers are the ones who had some kind of effed up weird shit in their lives. Because when I was a kid and all my friends had sleepovers for our birthdays, and guess what? We're all perfectly fine.
I'd agree with that, James.
So the point that Liz is making is that if you're that paranoid, there obviously is some effed up weird shit that happened in your life.
Yeah, there was. I was sexually abused as a child myself.
So does that add then to your...
That adds to my kind of paranoia about the safety of my daughter.
Okay. Can you understand that, Jeremy?
No, because that's like saying if I had a relative who was killed in a plane crash, that I'd be paranoid about going on the plane.
Sorry, this lady is telling you that she herself was personally abused, not a friend.
No, I know that by an absolute monster. Anybody that abuses children is a monster.
It was my brother. Yeah.
Is he still around? Is he still alive? Or?
No. He passed. He passed in a car accident a few years ago.
Which the fact that he was your brother proves, and I've said this regularly on the show when talking about stuff like that, is that you were more likely to be abused by a family member. That's the stats. You can look up any stats about that.
Absolutely, Jeremy, absolutely. But it's the fact that somebody so close to me abused me that I find it very hard to trust.
And by your own admission then, where it comes to your daughter, you are overprotective, by your own admission.
Oh, completely. Because I know someone so close to me could do it, a stranger could do it. You know?
Okay, so can you understand then why a lot of parents who may not have had the same experience that you did, Catherine, are still paranoid about their kids going on a sleepover? You understand that?
I do, because you just don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I'm here to tell the tale, you know? My mum and dad never knew. So you don't know what's happening behind closed doors. You know?
But you could say the same about, we read on, by the way, I'm not suggesting this was the case in your family, not for one second, but you regularly read stories of children being sexually abused by grandparents. So if that's the case, if we want, the only way to protect your child 150% from ever, God forbid, being a victim of sexual abuse is never to let them near any adult. And that even involves a family member. And
No, I don't agree.
But Catherine, it was a family member that did that horrible thing to you.
She went to Irish College. She went to the Gaeltacht last summer for a fortnight. I mean, that was a huge step for me. She had an absolute ball. She got on great. I was this paranoid pain in the ass phoning up the Gaeltacht beforehand saying, are the boys going to be separate now? And da-da-da, you know. But, I don't know, Jeremy, the way you come up with things there about plane crashes and stuff, you know... You have a young little
But sorry, Catherine, the point that I would make to you is, yes, what happened to you was horrendous, an awful experience, something that has and understandably scarred you for life.
Mm-hmm.
But not every other parent has been through what you've been through. So why the paranoia from other parents?
I'm just speaking from my own personal thing that you don't know what's happening behind closed doors.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay in the line there for 1 second, Catherine, if you can, please. Let me go to Gordon. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gordon?
Yeah, not bad. How are things?
Good, thanks. Going back to our original story, Gordon, and 7 of the 8 parents of kids invited to this girl's 10th birthday party said no. 7 of the 8. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me in this day and age. To be honest, Adrian, it's something that me and the mother of my children are very much in line with as well. We wouldn't be supporting kind of a sleepover at all, you know.
Why not?
Just because you see everything that's out there, right? There's, my family have fostered a lot of kids, and we've seen what happens behind closed doors with some of the most charismatic, normal looking and appearing people. So you really don't know. That's the extent of.
Okay, but this lady, Lou, who is the one who contacted us in the first place, she said she knows all of the parents personally. Two of the couples she described as friends that they socialise with, and they all said no. Now, that to me sounds like over the top paranoia that she knows these parents and they know her.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, look at this. I think the statistics on it are pretty crazy when it's like more often than not, or most of the time, it's somebody you know is the person who ends up being, the child molester or somebody who's the pedophile, if you will, right? or anyone who's going to put your children at risk, more often than not, it's the people you know, right?
Correct. And that's rather than strangers, parents of your child's friend. It is more, and you just heard with that first caller there, Catherine very bravely telling us her story of how she was abused by her own brother.
Yeah. And look, this is it. You know, this is the thing. It comes out a lot more, and it's awful that it happened to her. Again, like I said, we foster children that this exact thing had happened to, took them out of homes where they were being abused and put them into safe environments, you know.
Okay, so to go back to the point, after what we've just said, that children are far more likely to be abused by those that they know well or by those they are related to, okay? What, therefore, is your concern about allowing your child to go on a sleepover with parents that you at least know to talk to?
That's the thing. It's you, even the guys that you know, you can't really, to a degree, you can't really trust them. You know,
Do you not trust anybody? I mean, okay, what I'm getting at, when I was a kid, there were three different houses, four actually, that I would have regularly gone on sleepovers with friends, okay? And I can tell you, in all of the years, and you're talking about 5, 6, 7 years we would have gone on sleepovers, not one thing, even vaguely untoward, ever happened to me when I was a kid on a sleepover. And you said the same thing, Jeremy.
And if you think about that, Gordon, this was back in the 80s and 90s.
We didn't have some phones, we didn't have anything.
No, there was no vetting going on, there was nothing like that. I mean, children have, people won't believe this now, but this is the fact. Children are safer now than they have ever, ever been. When we were kids, we'd leave the house during the summer at 9 o'clock and wouldn't go back to 9 o'clock at night. We were gone for the whole day. We could have been in the paedophile's house. Who knew? Mm. Children now, everything is so much safer. And this is just deep-rooted paranoia. And I don't get it. The way I feel about it is, if it was okay for us to do as kids and we were safe, why don't we let our own kids do it?
And that's exactly the question that I was going to put to you, Gordon. And even down to when I was a kid, I was an altar boy for 5 or 6 years. Same. Nothing even vaguely untoward ever happened when I was a kid. So, but that's not what we're talking about at this moment. But as regards to sleepovers, they were some of the happiest days. I mean, I had the best fun as a kid, staying in your friend's house and all that. So just, why
just
are
kids
you...
Kids are missing out on so much.
Why are you saying no?
So, yeah, you kind of nailed it, right? To a degree, you mentioned it now, is these kids are safer than they've ever been. And do you link that to the fact that a lot of people are saying no, right? That you know, nearly 90% of the people that they ask...
Correct, said no, yes.
Is that why people are more safe now than they ever were before, right? Because they're more aware.
Oh, sorry, you're arguing then that the reason kids are safer now than ever before is because no parents are letting them go on sleepovers.
Well, I mean, people are more vigilant, right? They're more aware of what's actually going on in their kids' lives.
Okay, but let me ask you, do you ever, how old is your child?
So mine is 2 and 4.
2 and 4, okay. Can you ever see a day that you will allow, let's say your 4-year-old in 5 or 6 or 7 years' time, can you ever see a time where you will allow that child to go on a sleepover?
I wouldn't, no. I don't. The only, like, sort of, just to give you an example, the only time they've ever been on sleepover, my son, was to his nanny's once ever. And that was because I was treated to a hotel for a night for my birthday, for my 30th birthday. I myself had done a lot of sleepovers and again, you know, nothing too crazy. Like, again, like you said, right, some of the best times in my life. But I think it's different now, right?
What's different now?
A lot of things. So, like you look back at your childhood, there's a lot of things that I have done as a child, right, that just wouldn't be kind of normally accepted now, right? You know, just like the sleepovers is one, and in kind of, you can see a kind of majority of people are against the idea of leaving somebody else mind their kids, especially when they haven't been, you know, vetted, background checked, whatever it is that they might feel comfortable letting them do. But there's like a lot of other things that we used to do as kids that's a little bit, you know, crazy now. Like the walk into school on your own. From a kind of a young age, you know, a lot of parents wouldn't even dream of doing that now.
Well, and there are many people who believe that is wrong as well. The kids should be given that little bit of independence to walk to and from school. But do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in more opinions on this, like Robbie.
I guess that depends on the reasons that the parents have for not letting the kids to go. If they think the kids are too young for that, fair enough. You know, the woman just has to get over it. Now, if the parents genuinely think that there's a risk of the child could be abused, well, then that parent needs to cut all ties to those parents, and just, she doesn't want her child hanging around with those other kids that the parents obviously don't trust her.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Lorraine, we were talking with Gordon there a moment ago. He's still on the line here. What do you make of a parent who says, never ever will I allow my child to go on a sleepover?
I just think the whole world's gone mad. Like, what are you going to live your life to? What if? What if I send my child to sleepovers? They're going to get abused. What if I send my child to go stay with an auntie? They're going to get abused. Some of the best top memories of my childhood were sleepovers.
And me, I have to say.
And like, I think it's a rite of passage for the kid, for a child to go to sleep over. As long as you know the parents, I'd have absolutely no problem. I have three kids. You can't live your life to what if. And as for not walking to school, my son's 11 and him and his friends walk to school and they walk home.
Oh my like, God, you such an irresponsible parent, Lorraine.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when is enough is enough? When do we say the world has gone that PC? That a child's not allowed to have a life? What are you going to do? Have them locked in like Rapunzel and not let them out till they're 18?
Okay, well, what would you say to that, Gordon? That the attitude of parents like you is so over the top, you're crippling your own children.
Yeah.
And I'd argue you wouldn't, though, you know. They're gaining their independence by doing school. They're doing activities outside of school that you can go and bring them to.
But are you there? Are you standing there watching them? Are you standing there with them all the time? Like, oh, yeah. Is the child ever going to be away from mommy and daddy? Is the child ever going to have the independence to know, like, when do you actually begin to trust your own child?
It's not that I don't trust them. The thing is, they're very young. They can't. My kids know it. They're not
yours. Are very young.
No, but I did ask you, can you ever see a day that you would allow your child or children to go on a sleepover? And you said no.
No, not a sleepover.
I think that's so unfair. Would you let them stay with a family member?
Well, they've stayed with my man, so my mom. So they've stayed with my mom once ever, and that was my son.
Would you let them stay with your brother or your sister?
No. I don't think so. No, I genuinely, if I was there, so we've gone and stayed in my sister's house as a family, all of us, you know.
So you're saying you wouldn't trust your own brother and your sister to mind your kids? What do you think is going to happen with your brother and sister?
It's not that I don't trust them. Like, I trust these people with my life. It's that I enjoy being there with them. I enjoy experiencing the sleepover in terms of with my sister and my brother. With them, right? So they get to spend time with the family. I obviously get to spend time with mine as well. And what they get to do then is they get to bond with their cousins and have that sleepover experience, if you will, but it's all monitored and safe to a degree, you know?
But, like, how fair is he? Like, when is the child... Like, this is just baffling to me. Like, my son is 11, my daughter is 8, and they have stayed away from me and my partner on numerous occasions, and I can tell you now, neither of them have been abused.
Can I ask you, Gordon, we were talking with Catherine a while ago, and one of the reasons for her, and I'm using this in air quotes, one of the reasons for her paranoia about the safety of her daughter is that she herself was abused as a kid, okay? So I get that. I understand where she's coming from. She has a genuine reason for that. Do you have any such reason for your paranoia?
Well, no, I haven't personally had anything happen to me. What I mentioned earlier on is that we as a family, my parents fostered children and took them out of environments.
Yes, and you saw firsthand, basically, what some of those children had been through in their lives.
Yeah, and the people who had done it to them, right? The most normal-looking, charismatic people that you think are, for all intents and purposes, right, normal. But you know, after hearing about what they have done, what's been experienced by their kids, right, it changes them. It changes the way you think about, you know.
And Lorraine, can I ask you, and I kind of get that as well, Gordon, but it seems to me that what you've learned from the fostering process is to never trust anybody at all.
100%. Like, when do you give your child the independence then? When is the child meant to grow up? When is the child meant to learn things on their
everything,
own.
Everything, independent. Gordon, can I ask you a question, Gordon? If you're away on holidays with your kids in a foreign country, do you let them stay in the kids' club? You know the way you can drop the kids off at the kids' club for the day? Do you let them? Would you let them do that?
We've actually never gone. We're going to go on our first one in this year in October.
Okay, and you're going to drop them? Are you going to drop them into the kids' club?
Well, no, you've got a kids' club there. I don't know. I think the idea of that holiday as well is for a family holiday. Right? I work a lot. My partner works a lot. She, you know, when we take that time off, it's not.
Okay, so you don't want to be separated from them and put them into a kids' club.
Jesus, yeah, but my kids love the kids. We only ever book a holiday in a resort that has a kids' club in it because they love it in the day. They love going off for 2 hours and doing arts and crafts while mommy and daddy can sit by the pool or whatever the case may be. You have to cut the strings of kids. You can't be helicopter parenting. Any expert will tell you helicopter parenting is not the way forward. It'll only damage the children.
No. Independence on their own. They need to understand that they can do stuff on their own, that they don't have to look over their shoulder and think mommy and daddy have to do everything for them.
But you obviously believe, Gordon, that no harm will come to your kids because, well, essentially they're never out of your sight or your partner.
No, not never, right? That what I'm doing at the moment is minimizing the risk to a degree, right? And I'm not always going to be stuck to them, right? It's in a sense where to bring them to the playground if they want to run off and play with them, whatever they're going to play with, right? We're close by enough for them to be able to come over and tell us if something's gone wrong or if they've, you know, maybe they fall over and go over and, you make them lift them up, make them better, whatever it is. But the idea is that we would be...
I can hear one of your kids there. Stay there for a second, Gordon, because Anya wants to get in on this. Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. Gordon can never see a day that he would let his kids go on a sleepover.
I actually feel sorry for his kids, to be quite honest.
Why? He's a good dad, is he not?
First of all, I 110% agree with what Lorraine has said. I 110% agree with her. Because everything she said, she is 100% right. Number one, how are your kids going to learn when they grow up if you're not going to let them have a sleepover?
Why is a sleepover so important?
Because it teaches the kids on how to socialise.
Yeah, but you can do that in the daytime. You don't have to sleep in somebody's house to learn to socialise.
Well, you can as well. If they want to, if one of their friends is having a party or whatever it is, and the theme of the party is a sleepover, why not?
Because essentially what I'm hearing from a lot of parents is out of sight, out of mind, don't take the risk, basically.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what Jeremy said, Adrian, was that kids are a lot safer now than what they were years ago.
Now, I happen to believe that, but a lot don't. And Gordon, just on that point again, to bring that back to you, kids are safer now than they ever have been, no?
Yeah, and kind of like I was saying, there's kind of two elements to that, right? Is it because that, people are now more aware than ever, right? Eight out of the 10 parents saying no, right? Eight out of the 10 parents saying that they didn't want them to go to a sleepover, right? Is it because that there's less opportunity for them to be unsafe because of the way that people are handling it now? And that's the way that I'm thinking that potentially is why they're safer.
Anya, just to go back to you for a second, just after getting a message in a second ago. We were after getting a message in a second ago.
Yeah.
Which is quite triggering.
It is extremely triggering.
Okay.
I
don't think you should read it out, though.
Why? This is what the conversation's about.
Hang on, I just want to discuss. Hang on, stay there, guys, both of you, for a second. The reason I don't think you should read it out, yeah?
You're always saying that.
No, because
it's triggering. This is what this conversation's about.
Not because it's triggering. Okay, we've given you the warning, it's triggering. That's not the reason. The reason is that the message that she doesn't mind us saying her name, Grah is her name.
Mm-hmm.
The message that Grah wants to get across is skewed based on what the awful thing that happened to her child.
I understand that. So was Catherine at the very start.
Is that not scaremongering? Is it not? I think it's scaremongering.
this story that she's after sending in to us.
Vile. Yeah? Disgusting.
Vile.
Horrific.
We need to share it. It's actually happened.
It's scaremongering, though.
It's actually happened.
It's literally putting fear into every parent that that's going to happen to their child.
No, well, and obviously that, it's not going to happen to every child.
That is, that's...
But the fact of the matter is that a lot of the, quote, paranoid parents who we've had on will say, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, but most paranoid parents, yeah, base their fears on absolutely nothing. It's like the, you know, the White Van Brigade, you know, the Facebook mothers.
Catherine's fears earlier on were based on something.
I wouldn't call
this
her.
This Lady Graw, her fears are based on something.
The point I'm trying to make is because of what happened to her son and Graw, it's disgusting. It's horrific. And I'm glad you got justice. It's absolutely deplorable. But having said that, because of what happened to your son, you have a skewed opinion on the topic.
But I'm going to read it out in a second. I'm going to read it out in a second. But before that, I want to bring in Keith.
I think what most people are being sketchy about is that we all know ourselves years ago, we would pretend to stay in, like as a teenager now I'm talking, we would pretend to stay in other people's houses and we would be out all night. You know, we'd go fucking whatever, rubbing the milk, as we all done. But there's some people out there know exactly what the kids do be up there. And as that lady said there, if you had a group of smaller kids staying in the one house, you could always get one bully. And then what would the occupants of that house be towards the bully's parents? Would they be afraid to open their mouth and leave it continue? So, you know, all these things all just run through your head if your kid is staying out overnight. So most just want to do the right thing, keep the kids home.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
I'm going to read that message to you in a second, but be warned, it is it's a shocking message. It may change your whole attitude to sleepovers for kids. But I want to play this first from Viv.
Afternoon, lads. Happy Friday. I agree completely with Lorraine there. The world has gone mad. Parents need to remember what their job is as a parent, and it's to raise functioning adults. How are you supposed to raise functioning adults if you don't let them live? I mean, seriously, you can't wrap them up in cotton wool forever, and that's what's wrong. That's why these kids then at 18, 19, when they go in to try and do a job, they just stand there like zombies, not having a clue what to do. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, sleepovers are great. Best times of my life. Some of the best memories I have are sleepovers. And yeah, the world's gone mental.
Viv, like me and Jeremy, we both said some of the happiest times of our lives when we were kids having sleepovers. You actually felt a bit of independence.
I was like, well, it was my parents' way of not having to bring us on actual holidays. No, that's the truth. That's the truth. Oh, yeah, you can go down to the Murphy's house on Saturday night and say, that's like a holiday for you, Jeremy. Because my house was very strict.
Okay, on a more serious note, I want to read this message that came in from Graw, and she says, "This is a warning for every parent. Do not let your child of any age have a sleepover. I can't talk live as it's too triggering. 5 years ago, my son was on a sleepover with his best friend. The father, or should I say monster, sexually abused my son. He was only 10. It's destroyed our life. Justice was served, but this should never have happened. That's not a. There's not a day that passes that I don't regret allowing him to go to that monster's house. Do not do it, please," says Graw. Now, Jeremy, you were asking me to not read out that message. I don't know how you could ask me not to, because that's exactly what this conversation's about. That's exactly what we're talking about here.
Again, I reiterate, what happened to your family and to your son is absolutely horrific. It's absolutely horrendous. First of all, you need to stop blaming yourself. You need to give yourself closure.
That's easy for you to say.
No, but I'm just saying, no, don't blame yourself. It's not your fault. How in God's name were you to know? In the same way that if, you know, your child is abused by a teacher in school, yeah, you go, why did I send him to that school? Why did I? You do these things You know, or if
again,
if,
it's easy for you to say or, nothing like this has happened to your children. Just, thank God.
I'm just,
and you can understand how she. There isn't a day that passes that I don't regret allowing him to go to that monster's house.
Thankfully, Graw, every and we're not just going to say man because women abuse children as well. Mostly men, though. Every man is not like the monster that abused your child. Your child was abusing you, right? Did she call him a monster?
Or a monster, yeah.
A devil or whatever he is. That's a scumbag. That's an absolute scumbag. But every man is not like that. And you can't view everybody through those glasses. Do you get the point I'm trying to make?
Would you, after that happening to your child, allow your child to go on another sleepover? Would you, if that happened to your child, not advise other people not to do the same thing? Not to make the same mistake?
No, I wouldn't, because the chance...
That's easy for you to say, because touch wood, it hasn't happened.
No, that's not what you're completely missing my point.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie.
Robbie, do you agree with me? What I'm saying is, it's awful what happened to her child, but that has tainted her view.
I was gonna say, like, you know, after hearing that message, that's awful. Like, you know, that man obviously is a scumbag, but you also have to say, like, you know, that is a 0.01% of all the sleepovers that have ever happened over the history of you know since being going on. You know, I'm not saying that, you know. It's unfortunate. It's very sad.
It is. That's an understatement, though.
She shouldn't be telling other parents that, you know, that this is the norm.
Listen to the last line of her message. There's not a day that passes that I don't regret allowing him to go to that monster's house.
And I'm sure that she'll never get over that. She should, but you know, as you say, it's not her fault. But you know. Yeah, of course, everybody would feel that way in that scenario, but that's not the norm. This is, you know, that's like saying, you know, by telling everyone not to send your kid, not to let your child go to a sleepover because that happened to her child, is like saying never let your kid, you know, walk home from school because the wife, a man and a wife, man's going to drag them, you know, away.
Can I just tell you, there are many parents that will never allow their children to walk to and from school for that very reason.
No, but to use another analogy, Robbie, and you're right. It'd be like a parent who tragically lost their child in a drowning accident, in a swimming pool on holidays, to come on this show right now and say, I lost my son in Mallorca 2 years ago in a drowning incident pool. Never, ever let your child near a swimming pool. Never.
What that parent would probably say, never let your child near a swimming pool unattended. That's what they would say. And that's obviously what happened because they didn't see the child drowning in the pool.
You don't know.
The fact of the matter, okay, so Robbie, you've heard that message that we read out from Graw. Yeah. That is awful. But you believe that's kind of scaremongering parents into not doing the same thing.
It is. I mean, my school was about 15 minutes away and I was walking home at the age of 8.
Yeah, no, and me, I can tell you, the exact same. As people argued that I was a different world back then.
Yeah, but no, but Jeremy said the kids aren't safer nowadays than they ever have been. You know, it's just, you know, people think that child abuse only started when the internet happened. No, just because you hear about it more because of the internet doesn't mean the reality of it is
the reality of it is we became more aware since the invention of the internet. More aware.
But it was happening more, probably a lot more pre those days. It's probably not happening as much now because people who were doing it are they're going to get caught 9 times out of 10, whereas compared to only 6 times out of 10, prior to
okay, so you've heard
people being more aware of.
You've heard parents who just won't allow their children to go on sleepovers, no matter how well they know the parents. Do you think this is paranoia?
Yeah, well, as I said in my voice now, it depends. If the parents think that the kids are just too young, okay, and you know that they think that they'll fret for their parents, that's fair enough. Tell the mother that. You know, just say, listen, you know, I just don't think the child would be able to handle it. I'd have to come back and pick him up at, you know, pick her up at 8 o'clock or whatever. And I don't, you know, so I'm just not going to. Fair enough. That's just, some kids are like that. But if the parent genuinely believes, if the parent who, of the birthday girl genuinely believes that the parents are not letting the child come over, their kids come over because they think there's a risk of possible abuse or negligence or something happening, well, then that parent just needs to say to those parents, right, well, then I don't want your child hanging around with my child because you clearly don't trust me or my family.
And I don't know if she actually said it. I think I get the feeling that she was just shocked that they all said no. And maybe she should tackle them, but you can't force a parent to allow their child to come in a sleepover.
No. I initially, when I first read the topic on your Facebook, I was thinking, well, you know, let parents raise their kids how they want. You know, it was now that I sort of had time to think about it. I do believe the parents should raise their kids how they want if they don't want to send them to sleep over.
But you do see this as a little bit paranoid.
Well, yeah, on both sides.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to. We read that message from Graw a couple of minutes ago, and Lorraine, who was on earlier on, is just reacting to that.
Guys, that is absolutely horrific, and I am so glad that that monster, that dog, was brought to justice. And I understand her point of view, but it is scaremongering. You can't lock your kids up. And as I said, I feel so sorry for her, and I am so sorry that it happened to her. And I'm glad she got justice, but I still stand by what I said. You can't lock your kids up.
Thank you, Lorraine. Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pauline?
Good, and yourself?
Good, thanks, Pauline. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I mean, times have changed. We don't really know what happened in the past with sleepovers. I, as a child, never went to a sleepover. I don't remember, you know, with birthday parties and, you know, being brought places by...
But never sleeping over in your friend's house?
No, I don't remember anyone having sleepovers. But I'm too elderly. The whole sleepover thing. We brought the mattress down into the living room, double bed, mattress. All of them having a lot of fun, watching movies, parties out the back in the gazebo when they got to 18, a few beers or whatever. Big parties, the works, everything.
Okay, but I'm listening to you. You obviously don't believe there's any need to have sleepovers when kids are younger.
I don't know, simply because I'm not just, being stereotypical, but men these days, some men seem to be 20 years younger than they actually are, which is quite unfortunate. You might get a 56 or 40, yeah.
Sorry, Pauline, I have to be honest, I've no idea what you're talking about. I've absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, you might get a 46-year-old man thinking he's 26, okay? So these girls are 18, right? Sleepover, 17-year-old sleepover. I know of one instance going back in the past, and a well-known person in the community, and he got into the bed with his friend's best friend, and it only came to light years later. And this was a man in an office profession, and these things happen. And
okay, yes, there's no denying that these things happen. I don't know that they actually happen as much as people seem to believe that they happen. Thank you very much, Lee, for your call, Pauline. Neil,
how are you, lads? All I'll say is, God love the children these days, because kids these days are not allowed to be kids. I'd say half of them, probably more likely 3/4 of them, never climbed a tree, never walked on a wall, never played Stuck in the Mud, Red Rover, never played any games whatsoever. And then the parents these days, I wouldn't call them parents in fairness. I had a woman in the car there a few weeks ago telling me all our kids will eat is KFC. So what do you do in that position? And then you normally get people like, well, my kids won't do this, my kids won't do that, my kids won't eat this, my kids won't eat that. They will if you tell them to do it, let me tell you. Because when I was a kid, I didn't eat me dinner, I wasn't allowed out, but I made sure I get me dinner. I didn't eat me tea, I wasn't allowed back out, I made sure I get me tea. And that was the way we were brought up, but we had a lot of time playing out. I had a wonderful life, let me tell you. I had a wonderful life when I was young at Ballyfermot. I was never in, great times. But these days, kids, my heart goes out to the parents. Nah, not anymore. Cheers, lads.
And in many ways, Neil, I actually agree with you. I do feel somewhat sorry for kids today. Vicky!
Isn't it crazy that everybody initially just jumps to abuse as being the reason as to why these parents possibly aren't going to send their kids on this sleepover? I'd love to know the reason that these parents gave, but I'd be thinking more along the lines of bullying being more of a concern when sending kids to sleepover. And I think if none of these parents said to the mother who's hosting the sleepover, I'm not going to be sending my kid because kid two is going to be there, who is a bit of a bully, is going, like, I can't help but jump to the conclusion that possibly the child whose birthday it is is maybe the bully. So I think a bit of food for thought, and maybe the reasons that these parents don't feel comfortable with sending their kids isn't for something so dark as sexual abuse, but for something a lot more innocent and probably a lot more likely to happen.
All right, Vicky, great message. Thanks very much indeed. And you probably have a point that there can be other reasons that parents mightn't allow their kids to go on a sleepover. Like, no, that kid could be a bully.
No, if you read back over the message, what was the reason she gave?
That they don't approve.
They don't approve.
And don't allow them. That's what they said. But it could be for other reasons.
I'd hate to be a passenger in Neil's taxi, because every story you tell Neil is going to end up in Opinions Matter.
That's true.
Imagine some poor crater getting into Neil's taxi at Saturday.
And here's her own story back.
Saying I'm having an affair on my wife, and the next minute it's on Opinions Matter.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.